You're with SBS Radio.
Heavy fighting at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. It's the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the port city. Russian officials say they'll hold a ceasefire for specified hours from Thursday to Saturday so civilians sheltering at the plant can evacuate. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says in the last day, hundreds of civilians have been evacuated from the city.
The second stage of our evacuation operation from Mariupol was completed today. 344 people were rescued from the city and its suburbs. That's how many people departed to Zaporizhia today. Our team is getting ready to meet them. Meet in the same way as more than 150 people whom we managed to take out of Azovstal. They all received the necessary help. All of them will receive the most caring treatment from our state.
The president has called on the United Nations to do more to help those remaining.
Of course, we will continue to do everything to get our people out of Mariupol and Azovstal. It's difficult, but we need everyone who stays there, civilians and soldiers. There hasn't been a day when we had not addressed this issue, so that our people won't try to solve this issue. Yes, we managed to achieve a ceasefire for almost 3 days to make the humanitarian corridor work.
A spokesman for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Stefan Dujarric, says the organization is in ongoing discussions with both Ukrainian and Russian authorities.
We have seen the reports of further attacks on the plant. I think, as we have since the beginning, we condemn all attacks that put civilians in danger, that put civilians in danger. I'm not going to go into any detail at this point on further operations or discussions that are going on. I think we all know the delicateness of the situation as it is. When we feel safe that we have something to announce, we will share that with you.
The commander of the Ukrainian forces defending the steel plant says Russian troops have broken in to parts of the facility. Commander Denis Prokopenko says the situation is extremely difficult.
Слава Україні!
Glory to Ukraine. For the 70th day, the Mariupol garrison has been resisting the superior forces of the enemy. Since April the 25th, we've been holding all-round defense at the Azovstal plant. It's already the second day since the enemy broke into the territory of the plant. There are heavy, bloody battles. I'm proud of my soldiers who make superhuman efforts to contain the pressure of the enemy. I'm grateful to the whole world for the colossal support to the garrison of Mariupol. Our soldiers deserve it. The situation is extremely difficult, but no matter what, we continue to carry out the order to hold the defense.
The European Commission has proposed a phased oil embargo on Russia, along with other tough measures to punish the Russian government for its invasion of Ukraine. The measures include phasing out supplies of Russian crude oil within 6 months and refined products by the end of 2022. It forms part of the sixth package of sanctions on the nation over the war in Ukraine, which includes plans to target the country's largest bank and major broadcasters. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says enacting the ban will be no small feat.
Today we are addressing our dependency on Russian oil, and let's be clear, it will not be easy, because some member states are strongly dependent on Russian oil, but we simply have to do it. So today we will propose to ban all Russian oil from Europe. This will be a complete import ban on all Russian oil seaborne and pipeline, crude and refined.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says despite Russia ramping up its attacks across Ukraine, the weapons allies are filtering into the country are getting through.
They are attempting to hit what we assess to be critical infrastructure targets out towards the west, electrical power, transportation hubs, that kind of thing. We think this is an effort to try to disrupt the Ukrainians' ability to replenish and reinforce themselves. What I can tell you is that the flow into the region continues at an incredible pace. And the flow of materials from the region into Ukraine also continues every single day. And we know that because we talk to the Ukrainians every single day, we know that that material, those weapons, those systems are getting into Ukrainian hands.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia has already lost the war in Ukraine.
The way that President Putin defined winning a war that he started from the beginning was taking over Ukraine, enveloping Ukraine into Russia, taking away their territorial integrity and their sovereignty. Clearly, that has not been successful. You know, he expected and was planning to be marching through the streets of Kyiv victorious next Monday. Clearly, that is not what is going to happen. He wanted this to be a moment to divide NATO, to divide the West. Clearly, that is not what is happening.
Russia is preparing to celebrate Victory Day on the 9th of May, marking the Soviet Union's defeat of Nazi Germany. Western media reports citing British and U.S. officials suggest Russian President Vladimir Putin could use the occasion to declare a victory in Ukraine or expand what he calls a special military operation there. A declaration of all-out war would allow Mr. Putin to introduce martial law and mobilize reservists to make up for significant troop losses. Assam al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.